The ATAC trial was a unique trial in that it took a drug that had been through phase one development and moved it straight to phase three. Anastrozole never went through a phase two development program. And that's, I think, been unique in any breast cancer trial. And I think gave the big advantage to the ATAC organization in that they were able to get in there quickly and get started quickly.
And what was the thinking in the initial design of the study?
The initial design, and I have a photograph of the original envelope upon which it was sketched out, in fact, by Jeff Tobias, was initially that this was going to be a 2x2 factorial design, which is very much the way the Cancer Research Campaign had run trials in the past. But it soon became clear that that wasn't going to be a feasible design, and that many people felt at the time that the combination was going to be superior because you've got two active drugs, therefore they would be better. But that turned out, as we saw, not to be the case. The first meeting where the results were given, we were all asked to write down on a piece of paper what our best guess was, and only two of the steering committee got it right. So we were still, even though we were well on with the trial, we still, until Jack Cusick presented the first results to us, we hadn't worked out which drug was going to be better or that the combination was not going to work.
Can you sort of summarize where you think we're at right now in terms of the use of aromatase inhibitors in the adjuvant setting?
Aromatase inhibitors are taking over from tamoxifen, and that's for a couple of reasons. One is the side effect profile is favorable. The other is that the drugs appear to have better efficacy. So it's a double-edged or a win-win situation. Tamoxifen's not as bad as it's been made out. I suspect it is being tarnished a little at the moment. But undoubtedly, side effects were there, and when they occurred, were serious. And I think as surgeons, we didn't appreciate the morbidity that tamoxifen could cause when we did elective surgery. And I would still urge any patient that's on tamoxifen to come off it for a month if they need an elective operation.
How come?
The venous thromboembolic side effects. Hmm. And that we noticed in the IBIS-1 prevention trial, which is where obviously a thromboembolic event is much more serious than if it's a therapeutic agent. And the excess deaths in the IBIS-1 study were caused by thromboembolic events associated with elective surgery.